Avigdor Lieberman, the Israeli Minister of Military Affairs, has resigned less than a day after a ceasefire with Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. The hawkish Israeli official described the truce as surrender to terror and declared his angry resignation following a meeting with his far-right party Israel Beiteinu. Lieberman said all of the members of his party will quit Israel's ruling coalition in the 120-member parliament.
I'm here to announce my resignation as defense minister of the state of Israel. The question asked is why now? For me, what happened yesterday, the ceasefire yesterday, combined with the long-term deal with Hamas, is a surrender to terrorism. There is no other definition, no other meaning, but surrender to terrorism.
The resignation was seen as another victory for the Palestinian resistance. Lieberman's party's departure means Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holds only a slender Knesset majority seats to maintain the coalition in Tel Aviv now might have to announce a date for early elections. Lieberman's resignation comes into effect in 48 hours. After that, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will have to fill his position. Netanyahu is already serving as foreign minister and health minister besides his post, which is putting him under serious criticism.
With the resignation of Lieberman and with the withdrawal of his party from the coalition government led by Netanyahu will remain with 61 seats, with a very narrow majority in the Israeli parliament. This government cannot function properly for the long run. So it's very probable that early election will take place in Israel.
The ceasefire has spurred internal dispute and more divisions, with dozens of Israeli settlers demonstrated against the truce agreement and called on Netanyahu to step down. Gaza-based resistance groups announced the truce with Israel in a joint statement on Tuesday evening, saying they would abide by the ceasefire as long as Israel did the same. The latest spate of Israeli military aggression against Gaza Strip saw 14 killed and several others injured in 48 hours. Over the past years, Lieberman has been criticized by Israeli media outlets as lacking knowledge and influence. However, now Lieberman is not the only one under fiery criticism, but also Netanyahu, who reportedly did not want to go to early elections at this point. Fatma Abdelkarim, Press TV, Jerusalem, Al-Quds.